朋友，欢迎在活在耶稣里福音网站收听福乐人生讲坛。接下来为你播出吴继阳牧师的讲道信息。愿神仆人的教导能帮助你更好地学习圣经真理，坚定信心来跟随主耶稣。
Chinglish， 我将用中文跟英文混合一起来讲，因为我们太多人没有办法用耳机一一的 cover。 In several days we're going to have Christmas. What is the true meaning of Christmas? 圣诞节真正的意义是什么？ It is a day for shoppingWe enjoy abundant food? Are we walking in the alley of this shopping mall and see all kinds of decorations? Have you ever noticed? 你有没有注意到当你去买东西的时候 all those hanging from the ceiling, they say the season's greeting. 季节快乐 instead of Christmas, Happy Christmas, Merry Christmas.Because this world has two conspiracies going on. 这个世界有两个阴谋正在进行的。第一个，这个世界要把基督耶稣赶出去。This world going to driven Jesus Christ out. Actually, Christmas is the day to celebrate.The birth of Jesus Christ. But the government does not allow to display Christmas setting. 政府不允许陈列耶稣基督诞生的景象。The school does not allow to sing Christmas song. The company does not allow to hang celebrate Christmas. Even the media does not allow to reportThe news of Jesus Christ. This is a celebration of Jesus Christ without Jesus Christ. Because there's a conspiracy going on. The king of this world decided to drive Jesus Christ out of this world. 这个世界的王要把耶稣基督赶出这个世界。Second conspiracy, 第二个阴谋 consumerized capitalism is going to indulge in all people to spend their money energy in lust. 这个世界的王就是用消费主义，用物质，用资本主义，让大家都沉迷在宴乐当中。You know, the Friday used to be called the Black Friday. It's no longer start from Friday morning. It's actually start from Thursday. Even worse, you can get discount from the internet any day, any time. 今天我们在网上拼价钱疯狂大杀价是每天都见到的事情。你知道你收的礼物半数是没有用的，恐怕有很多你用了一次就丢掉了。Many, many gifts you receive is meaningless. You just use once and put on the side. 为什么这个世界的人沉迷在彼此浪费的生活中呢？ Why this world, the people indulging themselves with all these wasting acts? Again, 这是一个This is a conspiracy from king of this world. Want us to waste our life in the lust. 叫我们在宴乐中浪费我们的生命。Then what should we have the right attitude to celebrate the Christmas? Although we know Christmas may not be the right time, not this day, I mean December 25th, This is actually a day of celebrate sun god in the past. But that's not important. The issue is we have to find a day to celebrate Jesus Christ's birth. 我们要怎么样的态度来庆祝耶稣基督的诞生呢？也许我们应当回到2000年前，当第一次圣诞节来到的时候，看看他们是怎么样庆祝的。Maybe we should go back 2000 years ago, when the first Christmas came. How do they celebrate it? Therefore, we're going to study the book of Matthew, Gospel of Matthew, chapter 2, verse 1 through 12. I'm going to divide this passage into four parts. Number one, seeking the Lord. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." 这几个博士他们从东方来寻找新生王，犹太人的新生王。当然博士这个字其实原本是 magic， 这个字是希腊文叫做 magus， 那个就是后来我们用 magician， that's where the word come from， magic、啊、他们不过是 astrology 的 specialist， 他们是观测星象的，他们看到一个特别的星，他们读了也许旧约圣经，他们也读了，他们认为是一个新生王要来到。 They studied the stars and they recognized there is a newborn king. Therefore, they followed this king, this star, to Jerusalem. Because they think the newborn king has to be born in the city of David, and that's Jerusalem. So they came to Jerusalem to looking for this newborn king. 他们到耶路撒冷来找这个新生王。 Where this newborn king should born?Actually, do you have a heart to seek after God? God only revealed himself to those who seek after him. 耶稣，我们的上帝，只向着那一些有心寻求他的人显现。Faith is not just a part of our life or embellishment of our daily life.信仰不是我们生活当中的一个点缀品。我们要能够认识神，你必须要付出代价。You have to devote yourself to seek after God. 好像我们刚才年轻人做的见证，他们会信，不是因为他们生在基督徒的家庭，乃是因为他们经验到神他自己。It's not because they're born into a Christian family. It's because they experience themselves that God is real to them. 我们应当像这些博士一样， We should like this magic. Look after, search for God. 第二件事情，我们应当来朝拜他， We should come to worship him. Jesus Christ comeIt's not just die for you and me. He come, he wants to be the Lord and Master of our life. 耶稣基督来是要做你我生命的主宰。所以我们需要花一段时间来认识他，来敬拜他。Therefore, we should worship him and know him. Second, against the law, 反对神。Verse 3 and 8. When King Herod heard this was disturbed, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and make a careful search for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so that I too may go and worship him." 希律王是罗马皇帝所差派封立的一个统治者。 King Herod is a crazy man in the ruin of almost 40 years, very cruel. He built many buildings, including this magnificent temple of Jews. But he also killed his wife, his own son. And he killed a lot of relatives, his brother-in-law, sister-in-law. He's a cruel man. 希律是一个非常残忍的人。所以当博士来问他这个新生王应当生在何处的时候，他心里面正在计划怎么有人要来争我的王位，所以他要设计去谋杀耶稣，因为他怕失去了控制权。 You know, we are afraid one thing. We all afraid that we lost the control of ourselves. So we do not want to obey God.We do not want to search God's will. We want to do our own way. Young people, very easy to have conflict with parents. The major reason in it is because we are fighting for the liberty. We want to try to know where's the boundary. Then we can have our liberty. But the true liberty is always under the protection of truth.真正的自由总是在真理的范围内。When the hero was disturbed, the whole city was disturbed as well, because they know he will do something very crazy. So, he wanted the wise men pretend to ask them to go search for the newborn king and then report back.Because he plot to kill him. You know, this world also has a plan, a plot to get rid of Christianity.
今天这个世界和希律一样，同样有个计划，要把基督的信仰完全的毁灭，用多元的信仰，用 multicultural to dilute the Christianity. 同时，我们也看到用威胁的方法 threat the Christianity.
On the other hand, uphold humanity to get rid of Christianity, to pull out the root of Christianity from this nation. So there is a tremendous force, just like a Star Wars. The force is here. This is a force against the Lord. Number three.But we are followers. We need to follow the Lord. Verse 9 and 10. After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star lay ahead of him until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed.
You know, this star suddenly changed. In the beginning, this star indicated
there is a newborn king. But they went to the wrong place. They went to the Jerusalem. Because that star wasn't moving. It just indicated that direction. But now this star became to move.It's a moving star and guide them to the right place. There's a tremendous change in this star. It used to be a comet, now it's become a miracle.
这颗星过去是一个指示的星，但现在成为一个引导的星。其实不是星改变，是这一些人的心改变，人的心改变，因为他们接受了这个引导。弟兄姐妹，当你们接受了基督耶稣的时候，圣灵成了一个神迹的引导，他要带领你们到正确的地方去。 When you become the true believer, that star changed. It's from a guiding star become a leading star. It's going to lead you into Christ. Not knowledge anymore. It's become the real life. Because the ChristHis spirit going to dwell inside you.
跟随圣灵的引导， follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit. You know, when you fight with the parents, you should have the Holy Spirit inside you and speak to you.
Just quiet down. Think about the way that your daddy is sick. Or think about the way the mommy is sick. The mommy also has this Holy Spirit inside her and say, wait a minute. Your daughter is not a kid anymore. She has her own determination. She has her right as well. This is what from the Holy Spirit tell us what to do right. It's a matter of whether you want to accept it or not. If you accept, you will be joyful. Just like those wise men. They came to Jesus, the place, and they filled with joy. They worshiped the God. 每一次圣灵引导我们到了一个地方，如果我们愿意顺从，我们就满有喜乐平安。有时候结果可能不像我们所预料的，但是我们若是有一个顺服的心，你就会体贴到神这样的安排最终还是对的。Sometimes this result, we don't like it. But if you're willing to submit, you will eventually enjoy it. You know, that was a right decision. Number four, worship the Lord. Verse 11 and 12. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshiped him. Then they opened their treasures.And present him with gifts of gold and incense and myrrh. This wise man, we don't know how many. How many are they? 几个博士？谁说三个？圣经没有说三个。They never say there's three. It's present three gifts. Then we assume there are three. Actually, we don't know all day. Sometimes we worship.Like this wise man, we bow down before the Lord. We know that God is there. But sometimes our worship is self-centered. We don't know where is God. Our God is far, far away. All you think about what's next, what's next? We're going to eat, we're going to shop next.我们坐在这里敬拜神的时候，我们的心是不是对准的耶稣？我们是不是焦点放在耶稣基督的身上？ Every time we come to the Lord, we should worship Him in spirit and in truth. 在灵跟诚实上敬拜神。Every time we worship, we should let the God's truth that's speak to us and change our mind. Second thing, we need to offer the best gift. 我们应当献上珍贵的礼物。When the magic come, when the wise man came, do they see Joseph? Do they? Did they see them? See him there? No, he didn't mention. 圣经没有讲约瑟在哪里。What time is?It's evening, right? Why? Because we saw the star. It's dark. Then where was Joseph? Well, most likely, he went to work. He was a carpenter. He went to work until late that day. That means they are poor family. 他们是一个穷困的家庭。约瑟这里没提到他，讲到孩子的母亲玛利亚，他可能工作到很晚。So this bad news came. Herod is going to kill them, kill the infant. How are they going to hide it? Where are they going to escape? They don't have money. They can't go nowhere. And this wise man offered their precious gift. 这一些礼物博士们所送的正好可以做他们逃到埃及去的旅费。This can be their expense for the traveling.Down to the Egypt. You know, the gold represents Jesus Christ, His authority of King. The incense represents Jesus, His mercy and love. The myrrh represents Jesus' death to redeem our sins. These three gifts represent the whole life of Jesus Christ, because he wants to be king of your life, and he wants to have mercy on you, and he wants to redeem your sins. He resurrected from the death. 这三样礼物代表着黄金是基督的王权，乳香是基督的仁慈，末药是基督的死，三样都说明了基督的一生。 Every time we come to worship God, we should bring gift. Sometimes the gift is our heart. We want to love God. Sometimes gift is our body. We want to serve Him. Sometimes our gift is our money. I seldom to talk about money in church. But this is the time to talk about our offering. What's your best offering?Are they all left over of your monthly expense? Or are they the best of your income? You know, Mason expansion projects going on. This is the good opportunity for you to offer money to help build up this church. 不是每一个人你参加的教会都有机会在建堂，这是你的一个机会，让你能够来参与这一个比较永久的一个建筑物的一个奉献，所以这是你年底应当做的事情。 You say I'm a student, I don't have money, no income, but you have a piggy bank, right? Now, is your piggy bank saved full with coins?You can also use that to offer God. Yeah, be a part of it. God is not forsaken these two little coins. Because Jesus saw this poor widow offer these two little coins. And he said she offered even much more than the riches. God, he likes your wholeheartedly offering. Because he can use itmightily. Come to the conclusion. Our life should be a life of seeking after the Lord. Our life should be a life following the Lord. Our life should be the life of worshiping the Lord. When you come to the worship, what kind of gift you bring with you to offer to Him? 你来敬拜神的时候，你今天有带上你该奉献的礼物吗？让我们一起祷告。 Let's pray. Father, we thank you for Jesus Christ, such a precious gift that we can receive to have our life changed. We thank you. We see the testimony that young people have given. We know that you work among us. We ask you, Lord,to help us continue to grow in you. In this world, the king of this world has a conspiracy against you, but we know you are mighty God. You control everything. And finally, you will have final victory over the evil. We thank you. 天父，我们感谢你，在这一个纪念圣诞节的日子中，是吧，我们带着一个敬畏你的心来到你的殿中，你的圣灵感动我们，在你的话语的真理中，让我们能够明白你的心意，晓得这个世界是与你相对的世界，但我们不属这个世界，我们乃是属于你的。主啊，让我们所有一切也都归还给你，帮助我们能够乐意的奉献，愿意荣耀都归给你，这样的祈祷。 Pray this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to have the Lord's Supper or the Holy Communion follow. And some of you just going to join us the first time. We're really joyful for that. You all know that we do this in monthly period of time.But this is something we cannot take it easily. 这是一件事我们每个月都做， 但不表示我们可以随意的做。我想你们 AV 的能够帮个忙，找找看那个经文。I'm going to read in Chinese from the Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. 哥林多前书11章第23节。好，我当日传给你们的原是从主领受的，就是主耶稣被卖的那夜，拿起饼来，祝谢了，就拨开说，这是我的身体为你们舍的，你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。饭后也照样拿起杯来说，这杯是用我的血所立的新约，你们每逢喝的时候要如此行，为的是纪念我。你们每逢吃这饼喝这杯，是表明主的死，真的让他来。所以无论何人不按你吃主的饼喝主的杯，就是干犯主的身主的血了。人应当自己省察，然后吃这饼喝这杯，因为人吃喝若不分辨是主的身体，就是吃喝自己的罪了。 Now here it says,When we partake this, we have to examine ourselves and recognize this is the body of Christ and represent the blood of Christ. If we don't do that, then we drink and eat our own sins. This is a very serious matter. 这里告诉我们说，如果我们不省察，我们就吃，那就是吃喝自己的罪了。所以我们要小心，要谨慎，好不好？让我们一同在神的面前有一段安静祷告的时间。 Let's pray silently together before God.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，谢谢你的收听，也期待你能将活在耶稣里福音事工的网址告诉你的亲朋好友，邀请他们来收听这个节目。愿神祝福你的新生命。